So if you're watching a movie that has been dubbed into another language, are you getting to know the actors or are you really connecting to the voices you're hearing? In Spain, a majority of people do not speak English and many watch Hollywood films dubbed in Spanish. Reporter Lucia Benavides says that has created a big industry for voice actors.
Otra. The movie Bohemian Rhapsody is a huge hit in Spain. But although you can see the original version in some theaters, most will watch it dubbed into Spanish. Conchita Doste says she prefers to watch dubbed movies because she doesn't speak English well, and reading subtitles can distract her. Film historian Rafael de España says she's not alone.
I would say that people still prefer to watch the dubbed version. In Spain, much like in Italy, there's a culture of dubbing.
Since the so-called talkies took off in the early 1930s, dubbed versions of Hollywood movies emerged all over the world in various languages, including a French Darth Vader,
Je suis ton père.
And an Italian Forrest Gump.
Mamma diceva sempre, la vita è uguale a una scatola di cioccolatini.
In Spain, it's become a lucrative business that employs thousands of actors, including 22-year-old Rafa Calvo.
La familia por parte de mi padre siempre se ha dedicado al doblaje o tema cine.
He says his family has always been in the industry. His father, grandfather, and great-grandmothers were all voice actors. He's played various characters since he was a child. Now he does it full time.
Yo a veces digo, parece una secta, porque son siempre las mismas personas.
Calvo says it's difficult to get into the business without connections. Sometimes, he adds, it can feel a bit like a cult. It's always the same people. The dubbing industry was a Hollywood initiative to sell more movies in more places. It was an instant hit. Big-name actors like Humphrey Bogart and Jimmy Stewart quickly began to be recognized by their dubbed voices rather than their real ones. Film historian Rafael de España says that, contrary to what some believe, dubbing in Spain was not imposed by the late dictator Francisco Franco in an attempt to spread the imperialist Spanish language.
I don't know to what extent this was a nationalistic imposition rather than a business opportunity. It was a way to create jobs, or at least it was one more job.
Morambo. De España says Franco did use dubbing as a way to censor films. One famous example is the 1953 film Mogambo.
Por eso decidió de repente emprender este viaje.
Grace Kelly's character, who is married, falls in love with a safari guide played by Clark Gable. Because adultery was illegal in Spain at the time, especially for women, the script was changed to depict Kelly's on-screen husband as her brother. Regardless of why Spaniards choose to watch the dubbed versions, there's one question that still stands. Does watching dubbed movies decrease people's proficiency in foreign languages? De España says it's unclear.
It would seem at first that there should be some correlation, because it's true that a lot of Latin American people speak better English than we do. But I don't know if it's directly related to watching dubbed movies.
Besides, De España adds, the subtitled version is always available for those who prefer to hear the real voices of their favorite Hollywood stars. For NPR News, I'm Lucia Benavides in Barcelona.